All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday morning again. Time flies, man. Hope everybody had fun in the snow. I wish it would come back maybe 4 or 5 more inches this time, but we'll see what happens. All right, let's pray, and then we'll go jump into the Word. The scripture this morning is going to come out of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I'll start at verse 1. We'll pray, and then we'll go in. Father, we thank you today. We thank you that you love us, that you take care of us, and that you're good. God, I pray today that you will open up each one of our hearts to receive what I believe that you want to speak to each one of us collectively and individually. Yahweh, I pray that you will show us how to love each other and ultimately show us how to love you. God, I pray with the same kind of love that you love us, that we can love ourselves, we can love others. I pray for that agape kind of love. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that you will bless their households, bless them individually. Lord, I pray for their health. I pray that you will continue to show the world that they're yours. By faith, we pray these things, God, and anything that we don't understand, I pray that you open up our understanding, that you give us clear vision. And by faith, God, we believe these things and we believe that you want to do these things for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. I want to ask a question today. What inspires you? What makes you look at things differently? What is it that God can do for you? If you had a request from God, what could God do for you today that would change the way that you look at things, that would inspire you to go after him, that would cause you to love your brother as or sister as you love yourself? So many times in scripture, we talk about what Jesus did, and I love the stories, and we talk about Jeremiah, and we talk about Joshua, we talk about Elijah and Elisha. We talk about these great prophets of old, but I think sometimes, I know I do, I lose the fact that I'm the one that's supposed to be loving people now. I'm the one that's supposed to be causing change to happen around me because of the love of God that shines through me. And Paul, in one of the greatest chapters, I believe, that he was able to write in the New Testament, tells us that love is the greatest. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, just to set it up a little bit, Paul's been talking about the spiritual gifts. He's been talking about the gift of tongues, the gift of prophecy, all these great gifts, the gift of healing. But Paul comes behind all that and he pretty much says, if I don't love people, if I don't do these things in love, then I'm absolutely nothing. So that's what we'll pick up. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Skip down to verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Have you ever known somebody that it's just hard to get along with? It's hard to love them. It's hard to look past the mistake time after time after time. You give them another chance and they mess it up. You give them another chance and they mess it up. No doubt, countless times they've continued to throw dirt in your face. They've continued to let you down. They've continued to mistreat the things that maybe you've given them. But every single time they're faithful to come right back and ask for forgiveness again, or to come back and ask for something again. And the Bible teaches us, yes, we're not supposed to be bad stewards with our money. Yes, we're not supposed to cast our pearls before the swine, but we are supposed to love them. Because every time that I mess up, every time that I disappoint, every time every single day that I fall short of the glory of God, God is faithful and just to forgive me every single time. And one of the things that helps me to forgive others, helps me to give somebody another chance, is I know that God consistently gives me another chance. He consistently is there for me, never to let me down, even though I throw mud in his face, even though I don't do exactly what I tell him I'm going to do. God is there to love me through those mistakes. And brothers and sisters, my encouragement to you today, it is awesome acts of love that move me. And it's awesome acts of love that have changed my life. And if you'll look at your life, it's when somebody and something has showed you great love, that's what's changed you. It's the love, the ultimate love on the cross that Jesus did for you and me that should move us to salvation. It should move us to ask for forgiveness. It should move you and me today to know that God is exactly who that he says that he is. My question is, what's the greatest act of love you've performed lately? What's the greatest act of love I've performed lately? A couple days ago, obviously it snowed, and I had one of the most dramatic events ever happened to me in my life. I was out riding my Razor, because that is, I believe we'll ride Polaris Razors in heaven, hopefully. And I love to ride them in the snow. I mean, I don't get to very often, obviously, but I love it. And I was just out riding about 10 o'clock in the morning, checking the roads, whatever. And I saw a guy, and he was driving like a midsize SUV or whatever. And he sees me, and he gets out of his SUV, and he's frantically trying to flag me down. And instantly, I think he's going to gripe that my Razor's too loud or whatever. I go on the defensive instantly. And boy, was I ashamed when he asked me what he asked me. He stops his car, and you can tell by the look on his face that something's bad wrong. And long story short, I stop, and the guy begins to talk to me, and he says, "Listen, can you help me?" He said, "My friend fell at 4:30 this morning, and he's laying in the floor naked. He's laying in the floor. I don't know how bad he's hurt. I don't know, the whole situations, but there's cameras in his house, and I can see him laying there, and I don't know if I can get to his house because of the snow and ice and all these things." And so ultimately, I helped the guy get to the house. And we get there, and we're about to go in one of the doors, and I hear the guy from the inside scream, "Don't open that door, you'll break my neck." So me and the gentleman run to the other door, and I thought we were going to have to kick it in, but thank God we finally got it open. And me and this guy walk into, and the guy's probably 70 years old, and the whole time he's telling me I can't get him up by myself. I'm not strong enough. I don't know what to do, so ultimately, we go in there at 10 o'clock, and his friend had been laying there for 5.5 hours. No doubt wasn't able to control his bodily functions, food's everywhere. I guess he went to the refrigerator and dropped all this food, and the smell's absolutely terrible in there. It was a real, real bad situation. So the guy is ultimately embarrassed, and I mean, I could care less that he's naked and all that stuff. I'm just wondering how bad he's hurt and these type of things. And me and the gentleman get him up finally. And I mean, he's 6'3", 6'4", plus 100 pounds of what I weigh. So he's probably 350, 360. And we get him up, and we get him to his bed. And the friend that had stopped me on the road thanks me and tells me what a blessing it was that, God had worked it out or he could find me. And I talk to him, and I leave, and I come home, and I absolutely cry in the arms of my wife, because it moved me. Not because I was so sad about, yes, I was upset about what the man had gone through and all that, but I saw a friend that took his, he didn't know if he was going to be able to get to this guy's house. I saw a friend show love in such a way that he completely cared less about what happened to him and would he be able to accomplish this and would he be able to make this happen. He knew that if God didn't intervene in his situation, he knew it was impossible, but he chose to move in faith and love. And that's what I want to encourage you with today, brothers and sisters. I want you to know that you have that kind of ability. When you'll move because God tells you to move, and when you'll show love when God wants you to show love, that will forever change the course of somebody's life. I will never, for the rest of my days, forget that a 70-year-old man decided to take a chance on God, decided to take a chance and show love and drive in uncertain circumstances. He didn't know that he was going to be able to help his friend, but he at least tried. And I believe that's what God wants you and me to do today. He wants us to at least try to love that person that maybe is unlovable. He wants us to try to forgive that family member that maybe thrown mud in our face many, many times. He wants us to show love because that's what he showed to you and me. I got the privilege to tell one of my good friends what had happened. And they were like, "Alan, that's awesome that you could help them. It's really cool that you were in that situation." And yes, I thank God for all those things. But I thank God for a 70-year-old man that prayed a prayer and believed God. You see, if this man wouldn't have acted out of love and out of faith to God, I don't know if that man would be alive today. Yes, I got to help, but he started the vision. He started the mission on helping his friend. And I want you to know that you are the person that can start the mission. You are the person, like Paul says, that if you don't act out of love, it doesn't matter that you can prophesy. It doesn't matter that you speak in a tongue of angels and of men. If you don't do it out of love, then you might as well be, like Paul says, a piece of instrument that someone just beats against that makes a sound. You see, when I was younger, I never had somebody tell me that God wanted to give me a gift to prophesy. I never had anybody preach to me and tell me that I could speak with tongues like as of angels. And I'm not trying to discount those things, because I speak in an unknown tongue every day of my life, and I thank God for it. And I thank God that he gives me the ability to prophesy. But the Bible is extremely clear that the greatest gift that we could ever have is the gift of love. I know it's hard to love people. I know it's hard to forgive people. But I want you to know that God forgives us. And if we can forgive, it doesn't mean we act childishly or we act stupidly or we continue to give somebody money that has done nothing but absolutely disappoint us or not pay us back. I'm not saying any of those things. But I'm saying I want to encourage you and challenge you and myself. Can we love somebody through their faults? Can we love somebody until they turn their life over to God? Can we love somebody enough until they finally see the grace of God? Because I have people in my life that love me through my mess. My dad, every single day of my life, has loved me in spite of my faults. Did he agree with me using drugs or selling drugs? Absolutely not. But every single night, he was right there for me. If I needed him, he was there. I've had coaches and I've had people in my life be disappointed in me, absolutely, but they loved me through the mess. And I want to encourage you today to know that you can love somebody through their mess. You can love somebody enough that it will change them. You see, when I was doing wrong in the world all the time, I still mess up, God knows, but I would look at situations and people in my life, and it would amaze me that they would still be there for me after I stole from them or lied to them so many times. And you see, brothers and sisters, when you love somebody enough, when you forgive somebody enough, it forces them to make a decision. They either have to think you are a complete fool, or they have to acknowledge that you have a little bit of Jesus in your life. When Paul was telling the church at Corinth, listen, it's good to speak in tongues. It's good to prophesy. It's good to have the gift of healing. It's good to do all these things. But if you do it only for your benefit, then you might as well not do it at all. What he ultimately was telling us today is that love changes people's lives. Love encourages people. Love makes people focus on Jesus. Love makes people make a choice. And today, when we look at the ultimate love that Jesus showed us on that cross, it makes you and me look and make a choice. We either have to think Jesus was foolish, or we have to think he was the Son of God. And we have to acknowledge that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. It was love that changed you and me. It was love that forgives you and me. And it's love that redeemed you and me. So my thing in closing today would be, how are we showing others love? Sometimes it has to be tough love. Absolutely, I hear you. Sometimes it has to be love that maybe the person don't understand. Absolutely. But just because somebody didn't invite us or didn't take us or didn't give us whatever gift at Christmas or didn't do or we thought they should have chosen this or whatever doesn't mean we can't love them. We allow the silliest things to upset us, myself included. We allow things, we allow strongholds to take place in families just because Susie or Jimmy or whoever didn't do it the way that we thought it should be done. I want to encourage you to love people through their mistakes. I thank God I had people in my life that still love me through my mistakes. When I mess up, I thank God that I have a wife that loves me in spite of. I thank God I have children that love me in spite of. But I want you to know today that you have a risen Savior that loves you in spite of. Some of the greatest acts of love that I've ever seen in my life are in spite of somebody doing something wrong. If you'll mix love with faith, then I promise you things have to happen in your life. I saw a 70-year-old man a couple days ago mix faith and love, and a rescue happened. I saw Jesus. I read about Jesus dying on the cross for you and me, and a rescue happened. It was the greatest rescue mission that the world will ever see. And I want you to know today that people are in your life waiting to be rescued by the love of God. They're waiting to be forgiven by God. They're waiting to look Jesus eye to eye and be forgiven by him. And the greatest way for you and me to minister to them, you and me to take them to the cross, is to show them a love that nobody else in the world will show them. It needs to be a love that confuses them, a love that makes them come to reality with the fact that you are the only one showing that in their life. And why? Because you serve Jesus, because you and I serve God. And if we can show people that kind of love, then we can testify to the word of God that there's faith, love, and hope. But the greatest of these is love. Love is what changes us. Love is what encourages us. Love is what inspires us. And I think the devil is trying to convince you today that you're not that important, that you can't love others through, that you can't love others until. But I want you to know today that God tells you that love is the greatest, and he's given you love in your hearts to show to those around you. God's given you the power to love them until, to love them through, and to love them in spite of. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it does mean it's a commandment from the Lord. Because I promise you today, if you can show others love, then you can receive the love of God. If you can show others that it was love that encouraged you, love that inspired you, then you can look and read the scripture and know that it was love that saved you and me today. I can testify that love is the greatest. I love my wife. She's absolutely amazing. I absolutely love my children. But that kind of love pales into comparison to the love that God showed me on that cross and that God shows me on the daily. You see, don't let people try to convince you that Jesus dying on the cross was the last act of love that he'll give us. Absolutely not. It's a starting point. But the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, the long-suffering of God, those are all testaments of his love for you. If you were the only one on earth, he still would have sent Jesus to die just for you and just for me. That's the kind of love that we need to be showing people. It's not easy all the time, that's for sure. But it is a love that changes. I want to know, do you have a love that's changing people? Because God's gave it to you and God's gave it to me. Let's pray. Yahweh, I thank you today. I thank you that even though we mess up and even though we fall short, that God, you love us anyways. You are a good, good father. You're exactly who that you say that you are, Yahweh. And I thank you today that we can know and recognize and have the full revelation that you've placed love on the inside of our hearts, that we can shed that abroad, that we can show it to other people in our lives, and it will help inspire them. It will help correct them. It will help encourage them. God, I pray today that each one of us can have a love like that 70-year-old man I met the other day. That we can mix our love with our faith and a rescue mission can happen. God, it's the perfect recipe. Your love mixed with faith and miracles have to happen. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that want to be able to prophesy, that want to be able to speak in an unknown tongue, that want to do these great and amazing gifts. Lord, I pray that you give it to us. But God, more than anything, I pray that you allow us to love, that we can show compassion. We can show long-suffering like you do. We can show faith in people, that we can have discernment, that ultimately we can show them the same love that you show us. God, your love changes us. Your love inspires us and forgives us and redeems us. And I thank you today for the love of a father. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray for finances to come this year. Lord, I believe it's going to be a fruitful year in the spirit and in the natural, Lord. I pray that you will give them increase like they've never seen before. I pray this day, Lord, that you will bless their bodies, bless their minds, and show them that they are called by you, Lord, that they're as important as anybody else in the world. I call them forth, God. I call your people great. I call your church into alignment. And I thank you today that we will love, God. Before we tell people about anything else, we'll show them love. I thank you for the testimonies that'll come back from this word. And it's your word, Lord. It's the word of love. We pray these things by faith. We consider them done on heaven as they are in heaven, as they already are on earth. And we believe you, God. And we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.